CIRM's IPS repository closes, marking the end of a landmark resource for stem cell research. Sadly, in July 2025, the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, CIRM, officially closed its IPS repository, marking the end of one of the world's most comprehensive publicly funded collections of human-induced pluripotent stem cell, HIPSC, lines. With the repository's closure, these cells are no longer available for purchase or distribution, a development that has drawn wide attention and sadness across the global stem cell community. For over a decade, the CIRM-IPSC repository served as a cornerstone of open scientific collaboration. Established to accelerate stem cell research through accessibility and standardization, it provided researchers with well-characterized HIPSC lines derived from a diverse range of donors. The resource became a critical tool for modeling human disease, testing drugs, and advancing translational studies that would otherwise have been slowed by the expense and logistical challenges of generating new HIPSC lines from scratch. What made the repository truly unique was its scale and diversity. It contained thousands of HIPSC lines representing healthy individuals as well as patients with a variety of genetic and complex diseases. Each line was linked to robust clinical and demographic data, offering an unparalleled resource for studying how genetic ancestry, environment, and disease history shape cellular behavior. By design, this open access structure supported reproducibility. Researchers could study the same cell lines worldwide, ensuring that discoveries were not confined to isolated laboratories but could be validated across institutions. The decision to wind down the repository was not unexpected, as CIRM's funding cycle had shifted and operational priorities evolved. Yet its closure underscores an important inflection point for the IPSC field. The repository had represented a public infrastructure for regenerative medicine, one that allowed universities, small biotech startups, and international collaborators to access high-quality pluripotent lines without restrictive licensing terms. Its absence now raises questions about how the global scientific community will maintain broad, equitable access to IPSC materials in the years ahead. IPSC repositories. Some commercial biobanks may step in to fill the gap, offering IPSC lines and derivative cell types under fee-for-service models. However, these private collections rarely match the depth of characterization or population diversity that CIRM's repository achieved. In addition, commercial access often comes with intellectual property restrictions or higher costs that can limit academic use. The transition from a publicly funded, open-access repository to a predominantly commercial ecosystem may shift the balance of who can participate in cutting-edge stem cell research. The closure also highlights a broader issue in regenerative medicine: the sustainability of shared scientific resources. Large-scale biorepositories require not only initial investment but ongoing funding for cell maintenance, quality control, and data curation. As government grants expire and philanthropic support fluctuates, maintaining these infrastructures becomes increasingly difficult. Without coordinated international initiatives, valuable biological materials risk becoming fragmented or lost to institutional turnover. Despite the disappointment surrounding the repository's closure, its impact will persist. The CIRM-IPSC lines have been used in hundreds of peer-reviewed studies, underpinning discoveries in neurodegenerative disease, cardiovascular biology, and drug safety testing. Many of these cell lines are already banked within collaborating institutions and may continue to circulate informally through research partnerships and derivative datasets. The scientific legacy of the repository will therefore continue to shape research long after its formal closure. Looking forward, the IPSC community faces an urgent need to reimagine how shared resources are governed and funded. Collaborative consortia, potentially involving academic institutions, nonprofit foundations, and industry stakeholders, may be required to rebuild a global framework for stem cell accessibility. Advances in cryopreservation, digital data storage, and AI-driven quality control could make next-generation repositories more cost-effective and interoperable than before. The closure of the CIRM-IPSC repository is both an ending and a call to action. It reminds the field that regenerative medicine depends not only on breakthrough science, but also on the infrastructure that supports open collaboration. As the IPSC industry continues to grow, ensuring that diverse, well-characterized cell lines remain accessible to all researchers will be essential for maintaining scientific rigor and accelerating discovery. In many ways, The legacy of the CIRM repository lies not just in the cells it distributed, but in the model it established, a vision of regenerative medicine built on openness, diversity, and shared progress. We are tremendously sad to be witnessing the end of this era, but equally hopeful that new market entrants who sustain the spirit of this work moving forward. To learn about the expanding market for iPSCs, view the Global Induced Pluripotent Stem Cell (IPSCell) Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts, 2025. IPSCell Market Report.